A lot of people don't remember when Priest first got here. He was, I'm not going to say he was struggling, but he really wasn't, you know, picking up on the offense very well and really wasn't clicking into the scheme.
Coming into the team, the first 2 weeks were a little hard for me to even swallow, because initially I came in thinking, okay, these guys are, you know, trading up to get me to come in. I'm a free agent. But I got here and I believe I had in 2 games... no more than like 13 carries. It was like 6 carries for the first game, 7 carries for the second game. My first pass in the NFL, it was an angle route for 5 yards and you come across where the linebacker is and I dropped the freaking ball. So of course, that didn't make it any better, but for 13 carries, my feelings were a little bit hurt, of course.
You know, I think they kind of looked at the situation and they were going to do a running back by committee deal. He had no opportunity in the first 2 games to get anything done. So obviously the coaching staff wasn't sold that this guy was going to be the guy. But he changed that in the 3rd game of the season, that's for sure.
The first time you went, okay, this guy can be good, was the game in Washington.
For Dick Vermeil, it is a building process. He's got something that he's working with right now. And the Chiefs offensive players believe this might be the week that they finally break out and start doing things.
We were in Washington. We were trying to get our first win.
And, you know, Priest and I are going back and forth with carries. And
I like the combination, Tony Richardson and Priest Holmes. This is a good power running, quick hitting combination that appears to work for him.
Until today, it really had worked for him.
And all of a sudden, he just starts taking off.
And we explode.
Green. Again, good time. Finding Holmes. Running down the side. Breaks a tackle. And Pierce. Got a block inside. And it's a touchdown.
This cat comes out of nowhere. And I'm like, who is this kid?
Up the middle. It goes to Holmes. Huge push. And drives into the end zone.
What a run. I said, I'd love to see this guy turn him loose and see what he can do. We just saw it.
You watched Priest just sort of elevate his game. And once he started getting, hey, I can do this or we'll do this or we'll do that. That's when you knew he arrived.
First and 10 handoff. Here comes Holmes, a block ahead. Provided by Donnie Willis. He's going to go in for a touchdown. Unbelievable run by Priest Holmes. His 3rd touchdown today.
You know, you see, you know, flashes of like, you know, Emmitt Smith. You see flashes of guys like Barry Sanders. And that's, you know, rare to even put running backs in that category. But Priest has something special. For me personally, that's when I kind of knew that this isn't the normal running back. He is very, you know, he has a gift.
Sensational run by Priest Holmes.
He showed he was a big play waiting to happen on every handoff. Whether it was catching the ball in the flat on a screen, whether it was just a handoff between the tackles outside, you just never knew what play could go for big yardage. And he started doing that against the Redskins.
Priest Holmes is back in business. He has a receiving touchdown, 2 rushing touchdowns, and the Chiefs are shredding the Redskin defense.
Priest Holmes established the fact that, no, this offense was going to run through him.
And then after that happened, Tony Richardson stepped up and he says, you know what, you know, I know that they've kind of been, you know, allowing me to run the ball because I was a running back last year, but I really believe in you. He says, you know what, in order for us to have some success, I'm going to make the decision. I'm going to be your fullback. I want you to be our running back. I'm going to block for you and I'm going to let the coaches know, you know, how I feel about this. And for a guy that had the opportunity to still play as our starting running back, because he did the year before I got there, unselfish.
A guy like Priest, free agent draft pick, you just sense that he had something to prove at all times.
He was playing with a chip on his shoulder. You could tell. You could tell the way he went about practice, and you can tell just his demeanor and everything. He was playing with a bit of a chip on his shoulder.
He was an easy guy to get behind and like, and he definitely became the engine of that offense.
We knew that at that point that it was going to be tough to stop us in any way, and our mental makeup changed at that game of basically we could do anything we wanted to and score as many points as we wanted to against any team.
And you see the potential of our offense both in our quarterback and our running back. But that really encouraged me and encouraged everybody. Hey, we are on the right track. We just be patient. Don't panic. Keep doing what we're doing and try to do it better. that eventually we're going to be a good football team.
Really, we started seeing some sparks about potentially what this offense could be and what Priest could be as a running back and what he brought to the table. Things started gelling and coming together, and that was, you know, that was good to see.
Well, as I sit here and talk about it, I get excited because it was so fun to watch these guys play.
The Week 3 game in Washington would prove to be the genesis of offensive dominance that defined the Chiefs of the early 2000s. And over the course of the season, Priest would establish himself as the nucleus of that offense.
Here's a handoff to Priest Holmes around the side.
And again, some razzle-dazzle. Holmes with a stutter step move.
The shifty and elusive Priest Holmes.
All the way across the field. Look out. Holmes 35-30. Break the tackle. Gets a downfield block.
And here he goes. Breaking the tackle at the 5. And he's into the end zone.
Left side has a hole. 25-20 into the secondary. Angles left hand. 5. Touchdown. Kansas City.
For me, it was really the Pittsburgh game where he broke out and had 180 yards against a, you know, a salty Steeler defense.
And then, like, 3 or 4 weeks later, I think he gained 181 yards against San Diego, and it was his third career game that season.
You know, I think at that point it became clear, look, this guy and this team and this offensive line and this offense can run the ball. I think you started to realize this is where this offense has to go, and I think it was there that things began to shift within the organization, and I think that's when the fans started to go, okay, this guy's for real.
And you started sensing, we might really have something here.